Participating Ford stores for details.
Mix 97.
It's 8:14 with the crew. Liam McGuire joining us from the nation's capital. Good morning, sir.
How's she going, Sean?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy. Christmas Day for me, man.
We were talking about that earlier. For so many in this country, first night of hockey, NHL's back, and after a long summer for many, and you're going to give us some historical facts about the NHL and day one. Where do you want to start, McGuire?
Well, I mean, we shut this up here a couple days ago, and you asked me to sort of, maybe for your listeners here, throw out a couple of historical things from various opening nights. I mean, if there's two or three that stand out, it's pretty tough to beat Austin Matthews from 3 years ago, obviously, with the 4-goal game. I mean, you've got to go back in time. Joe Malone and Harry Hyland, the first game of the NHL, each scored 5 in 2 separate games. But they were pros. They were coming from the National Hockey Association, which became the NHL in 1917. And, you know, Reg Noble had a 4-goal game. But the same thing, a guy was a massive pro player for years. I think what Austin Matthews did was off the charts 3 years ago from a statistical point of view. Your old rival replaced Sid Abel on the production line in 1953, and he had 4 assists in his first ever game, and the goals he assisted on were scored by Red Kelly, Marcel Ponovo, Ted Lindsay, and Gordie Howe. That's pretty neat, too. But you got a couple other, 2 others, I'd say, Sean, that if you want, people want to kind of get into really sort of unique historical data. You had a goaltender for Calgary on opening night, 1985, Mark Demour, he's a Northern Ontario guy, I believe, signed as a free agent by the Flames. This is opening night against the Winnipeg Jets. He's the backup goalie to Reggie Lemelin because Mike Vernon is hurt, okay? Vernon's a rookie. He's hurt. So Demour's in the lineup. He's backing up. There's a bench-clearing brawl in the second period. Demour jumps over, squares up with Brian Hayward, fights Brian Hayward, goes toe-to-toe, gets 2... I think he got 2 10-10, got tossed, never played a minute in the game, got 12 minutes in penalties, kicked out on opening night, the first ever game for him in the NHL. That was his first ever game. Unbelievable.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that was one of the ones that I was thinking of that kind of stands out. You've got October 10, 1979 is another one. Opening night as well. This is the year that the WHA and the NHL merged. So that night set a record in NHL history for the most players playing their first ever game. You had 45 different guys suiting up for the first time ever in the history of the National Hockey League. But on that night when Winnipeg played in Pittsburgh, they lost the game 4-2. But one of the goals, the Winnipeg goals, was scored by Morris Lukowich, and it was assisted by Peter Marsh and Barry Melrose. All 3 of them were playing in their first ever NHL game. All 3 of them recorded their first ever points on the same goal. And I think that's only happened one other time in NHL history since 1917. So I think that's a pretty cool stat as well. I mean, you got a ton of other stuff. You got some goaltender records. You got some team stuff. But those are the ones that kind of historically stand out to me.
Liam, you've been doing this for a long time, and we've been calling you on the show the most knowledgeable guy with history and hockey on the planet. How long have you been at this now?
38 years. If you want to know exactly, it was May 21st, 1981, first time I cashed a paycheck for going on the radio, and I did 2 hours in studio, so they paid me a little different just doing a hit like you and I are here, so they paid for my time. They gave me a check for $75. That was on the Hal Anthony Show on CFRA in Ottawa. And we took questions. Wow. And I didn't get them all. You know, I can't get them all. Yeah. But I do purport 2 things. I say that there's nobody drawing a breath on the planet Earth that knows more NHL history, trivia, or stats off the top of their head than I do. And I claim to be able to bat 90%. If it's a fair question on the NHL and you're trying specifically to stump me, it's pretty tough, too, if it's fair. But you can get me, but I bat a higher percentage than anybody. I mean, now with the phones and Google and the laptops and the way the world is, the internet, it's different. So I've changed the gig a little bit in the last 6, 7, 8 years, where I kind of try and add to the rest of the story, kind of like we just did now. You know, this is opening night in the NHL, so what's kind of unique in sort of opening night history? So I try to add some anecdotes and some history. And at the end of the day, Sean, just provide a little entertainment, you know, while people are getting ready to go up and buy me around.
Okay. Liam, do you like forget what you had for breakfast or the names of your family members because you have so much NHL knowledge in that brain of yours?
No. Actually, I'm really good with file. I'm blessed. You know, I really am. My late father was a brilliant man, and my mother's family has known for their memory. So I think I inherited a good memory, and I have an extreme passion for it. And I'm specifically good with girls' phone numbers.
Liam McGuire, top of the morning to you there in the Capitol. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, brother. Anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Quite the character. Check him out. Follow him on Twitter, Liam McGuire. It's 819. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello.